Podcast at 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Wednesday, October 18th, 2017. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
No sooner had we started the show this morning, we just sat down and warmed up the microphones when the news broke that Gord Downey, lead singer of the Tragically Hip, had passed away.
Yes. And when this type of thing happens, of course, somebody as seminal as he is, especially in the music industry, it changes the vibe of the show a little bit.
Absolutely. We had to rejig everything that we had planned. We had to reschedule the music that we had planned to play. Because you're right, Gord was a huge part of Canadian music, a huge influence on both of us and on a lot of the artists that we play.
Yeah, and you want to do him justice and have some tributes and things to him, of course, throughout the show. So
it was kind of a heavy day, but we always, even on somber days, we still like to laugh. If you are just joining us, perhaps you haven't heard the news yet that Gord Downey passed away last night at the age of 53.
He did. They released a statement this morning. I think it was last night, but we just got this news. And we had something else planned for right now. We were going to talk about how soft Vancouver is. And we decided that perhaps it's not the most fitting.
No.
So we're going to save that. We're not going to do that. That being said, we do want to go on with some of our regular programming. And
yeah, we're going to be playing some hip this morning.
We definitely are.
You'll have hip tracks to vote on for Beckler versus Shauna all morning on the website and on the app. And then, of course, at noon, we're going to have a special tribute to the hip in place of the 90s at noon.
Of course. And in the meantime, we're going to try and make some dumb jokes still because we figure you may need it after something like this, you know?
Yeah, it's weird because it feels like we went through our morning last year when we said goodbye to Gord.
Yes.
The hip's final show. And now it feels like it all over again, right?
Well, you saw him and he was performing and he was out and he was chatting and he was on all these specials and everything else. And you're like, oh, no, he's fine. Look, he's fine. You almost wanted to convince yourself of that. And then it's a shock all over again because of that, I think, now that we got the news this morning. So, yeah.
And everybody in Canada has memories with the hip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I spent many, many a cabin season by a campfire listening to the hip or having somebody play it on an acoustic guitar. So it's crazy.
I saw them in Edmonton at an outdoor show. This would have been, I don't know how many years ago. But they were playing Fully Completely, which is one of my favorite hip tunes. And there was a joint going around in the crowd. And I got it. And the guy in front of me could not believe that somebody would be smoking marijuana at a concert. He could not believe it. And, man, just the way that song in the bridge like kind of rumbled the whole venue that we were at, it was insane. It was one of the coolest concert experiences I've had.
It's so funny because one of the very few concerts that I went to with one of my first concerts was with my friend's dad, and somebody passed him a joint. And I remember we were pretty young at the time, and we looked over and here he is smoking a joint. And we were like, oh, what is that? And he was like, I don't care, I'm watching the hip. Okay, I don't care.
He had you guys at the hip show? Yes. And how old were you?
We would have been 11, maybe 12. And at the time, we were all like, he's such a badass. We didn't say anything about it.
That is kind of wild, I guess. That's so funny.
Yeah, but it's the hip, man. Like, yeah. It's fine.
He was so torn between his duties as the parent, as the chaperone to the hip show.
Yes.
But also a hip fan.
I was going to say his duties as a fan of the hip, okay?
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I'm in a long distance relationship, so I fly quite frequently right now. And it's starting to really annoy me because I just booked another flight. And when you buy a flight, you then have to pay an additional fee to select your seat now.
What is the fee?
The fee for the seat.
Yeah.
Varies from $10 to $40 to $100 if you want to like go to Plus and all that garbage as well. And I just, every time I get so mad about it because I'm like, I just paid $500 for the flight. Was that not for the seat? Like, I thought that I just paid you $500 to have a seat on the flight. You know,
why would there be a charge for where, like, you're going to be sitting somewhere anywhere.
Well,
and if you're the first person to check in, why does it matter where you sit, right?
Yeah, like, there's no option of standing room, is there? Because I might take that in that case. Oh, okay, I'll just stand instead of having to take a seat in this.
Maybe they want the option to punish you for not coughing up that. It's like, you can pay this money, but if you don't, we're going to sit you by the bathroom.
Well, that's...
We'd sit you all by the bathroom if that was an option, but it's not. So only a few of you, we could sit by the bathroom.
That's kind of what they do, to be honest. That's exactly what it is. They want you to pay for a premium seat, a nicer seat, so that they don't flush you all by the bathroom or right by the...
Yeah. Would you like to upgrade? That's okay, thank you. Bathroom it is. Excellent. Bathroom seat.
Yes, you sit on the toilet, in fact. If somebody has to go, though, you then have to get outside of the bathroom and just stand there for a while. Is that good?
We've always joked about how we're not that far away from a steerage class on...
No. No, like...
We're down in the bowels of the plane, just rattling around with the dogs and the baggage, right?
Yeah, that's it. It's going to be $500 for your flight now, and that's to get underneath. Like, you need to pay another couple hundred if you want to be in the actual plane.
I like your idea of standing room.
I thought so.
I know your flight is from here to Saskatoon, right?
It's only an hour.
I make that flight sometimes, too. I could stand for that if it cost me half the price. So yeah. You know how cheap I am?
Look at the buses and trains and stuff. You know, they have the old crap handle that you hold on to for the ride. I would hold on to that for sure, just in the middle of the plane. Old crap handle it is. Great.
The BFS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Oh, Beckler and Shauna.
What's up?
This is Jay calling to educate you on air travel.
Uh-oh. Right.
So you need to understand something about air travel and ancillary revenue, okay? So when you pay for a ticket, there are multiple different levels of tickets you can buy, Shauna.
No, I know.
To give you a free seat, to give you a free bag.
Oh, no, I know. But the basic one that normal people would want, because they don't want to pay the extra $200 just so they can have a pre-selected seat, is still fairly expensive.
Well, to be honest, yeah. We actually lowered the ticket costs purposely because we unbundled. What we found is people want the option to choose a seat.
Yeah.
So we took the base fares and we lowered them by what people were paying for the extra baggage and unbundled it from the service. Because we found not everybody brings two bags, right? In fact, very few people bring two. So now you have the option to pay. Seats are very similar in that sense. You would be surprised how many people need an aisle seat or need a window seat. Yeah. Like, they are desperate for that service, so that's why you have the option to pay for it.
Well, and I know this, and it's genius, because I skip the seat selection, right? Because then I don't have to pay that extra, the fee, because you just put me where I need to be put, and I'm fine.
So you
with
just
that.
Got an email a guy on the inside, you know? That's all you got to do.
So I understand what you're saying. I understand that why they've done this. Why does it feel to me like the price didn't get lowered?
Because of gas prices,
is it because the cost of air travel has just gone up over the same period of time?
Well, one of the biggest problems in Canada that we face is taxes. Canada is one of the heaviest taxed countries in the world when it comes to air travel.
Right.
Like your ticket to Saskatoon is only going to be $300, but there's $140 in taxes.
Oh, yeah. I know. Every time I've gone to book a flight where they don't include the price with taxes and you get frigged, right?
Well,
yeah, right. So we, like here in Canada, we're regulated for all-in pricing now, like the states. So that way, when you call in, like we have to quote you everything ahead of time so you're fully understanding.
Right, I like that.
And I know normally it's like when I book air miles because I have enough air miles and then I'm still paying $140, right, because of the tax.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even as a standby, right, like when we travel as employees, like we get a reduced rate, but we still pay all of the taxes. So we get screwed just like that, too.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the longest you've ever been bumped for flying standby?
An hour.
That's it?
I'm smart when it comes to standby. Like, again, it is based on availability, but I'll only go to places where there's, you know, 10 or 12 flights a day, not once a week, because you will get stuck.
I had a buddy who was bumped for 2 days trying to fly from here to Saskatoon.
Well, wasn't it during, like, a busy holiday season or something?
I don't remember, but he works for FedEx. Are they a partner of yours?
Yeah, so they get basically kind of a partner pass. Some airlines or contracted companies that we do our baggage handling services for will get these special passes. So it's like a buddy pass.
Okay.
And then they fly standby, but it's a slightly lower priority than an employee
with
their family members. So someone like that, it can happen, especially with buddy passes and things like that. But you have to remember, like with standby, all it takes is one canceled flight, and now we have to move 90 people or 120 people to the next flight, and that pretty much limits a standby's ability to go anywhere.
Yeah.
So yeah, it can totally happen, right? Like I know people who've been stuck in Puerto Vallarta for a week. Right? You think that's great, but when you have to shell out money for a hotel for an extra week, like plan that.
I never considered that it would be a cascading effect, right? You have entire plane of people that can't get anywhere, so.
Well, look at yesterday, right? Like, there was at least 10 or 12 canceled flights throughout Alberta because of the wind.
Right.
Right? So all of those people, like, you have to accommodate the people who paid for their flights first.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like the earlier in the day you go, the better, because the longer that you wait, if there's any delays or downline delays or cancellations, like that will affect you no matter what, because right. those fare paid guests get moved. And then, yeah, so standby can be a little tricky sometimes, but.
Well, it's like even me, I find earlier flights I'm more confident in because I know that there's a better chance that they're not going to be delayed yet, right? Like, and every time I do a later flight, I'm like, oh, shit, this one could very well be delayed because it's so late in the day.
Well, we keep track of the numbers, right? So we have on-time performance because it costs the airline, like, if you're late coming out of the gate, like the FAA and the Canadian version charge you, like, $1,000 a minute when you're at the gate late.
Yeah,
right.
As long as it's, you know, the airline's fault. So, yeah, there's, you know, there's a lot of moving parts that people don't understand about the airline world. Again, I totally get, you know, like, why am I paying? Because I think at most right now our seat fees are $25. So that's like a Calgary to Honolulu, right? 6-hour flight. So to pay for that, I need a window seat to sleep. It's really not a big deal at the end of it.
Right.
Obviously, on an hour flight like Saskatoon, though, like, it's not going to kill you. I always recommend to people, especially like Shauna in your case, like, check in right at that 24-hour mark. That way you're guaranteed to pretty much get what you want without having to pay for it.
Oh, yeah.
But on a higher route flight, like I had somebody calling yesterday going to Honolulu, and there's only middle seats left because people will pay their fee to ensure that they're getting a seat.
Oh, yeah. And, Jay, to be honest with you, like, it was more just about the idea of, like, holding onto an oh shit handle and standing room. Like, I'm really not that. It's not upsetting
to
me.
I want that option.
Yeah.
You need to Google Ryanair. They come up with some of the best, worst ideas for air travel.
I flew Ryanair once before, and they are magical because that's the guy who I think is crazy and takes great pride in making flying miserable. It's awesome.
Well, they even have a policy, like, two Ryanair flights clipped on the taxiway, and they took all of the guests off both flights and then charged them a $35 fee because they struck another plane.
A $35 collision fee?
I love that airline so much.
Well, it's written in their fare guidelines, right? Like, if there's a delay on the tarmac due to this, like, you pay this fee and you're just like, this is ridiculous.
That is
right?
So funny.
Well, they're the guys who... Wow.
This is also the guy who's literally said your idea. Like, hey, we just want to remove the seats. Like, they're not doing anything anyway. Like, if we crash, you're, you know, whatever. Like, you're standing anyway. Like, so, you know, like, they come up with the best, worst ideas.
He's funny because when I was in Ireland, when we tried to fly Ryanair, there were a bunch of people and they were basically like, yeah, Ryanair is the one with the extremely confusing lineups over there. And they were like, it's intentional. They actually smile and laugh trying to watch you figure out the lineup. So good luck.
Look at these people.
Right? I was like, are you kidding me? PNS in
20 minutes or less. It's been a few weeks since we've been able to say this, Shauna, but I saw another skullet yesterday.
Oh, no.
In the wild.
Oh, yes. Oh, what?
It was raking leaves and smoking a cigar.
Oh, my God.
The same
I'm so
time.
Turned on right now. Like, oh.
Not a friggin' care in the world in this skullet. Just lazily raking the leaves with a cigar in his mouth. Skullet caught high in the autumn breeze yesterday.
I was just picturing the skullet raking the leaves. Like, just
it's wrapped around the top of the rake, kind of all like, oh, look greasily
at those
and
gnarly little finger hair.
Got a cigar going.
Like Ed the Sock.
Just like Ed the Sock. Exactly like Ed the Sock, only.
Oh, this is
skullet.
Good. This is good.
Also, seemingly unaware of what a fire hazard he was. Raking leaves while smoking a big cigar. Like, you know, yesterday there were wildfires everywhere. The conditions were perfect.
He didn't give a crap.
Did not give two of them, Shauna.
No.
Not give two of them. That's that skullet lifestyle.
Oh,
not
yes.
giving a care.
Yes. Like, you know that gangster lifestyle? It's the skullet lifestyle. It really does seem impressive. Just don't care. Don't care at all. Terry's just sitting there like, what?
Terry's got skull life tattooed across
his
stomach.
Knuckles.
It doesn't even fit. It's missing a letter. That's okay. That's that skullet lifestyle.
Skull with one L.
You
don't
care.
Care.
You don't got to answer to anybody. You got to skullet.
A friend of mine, I found this kind of interesting, is starting a company designed for health and wellness for musicians or people in the industry. So it's called Music Fit, and I guess two of them have teamed up. One's a personal trainer, and one's an athletic therapist. So they'll help you with, you know, things on the road, things to work out with, that type of thing, and how to maintain a healthy lifestyle on the road. Also, if you have some injury that you've sustained, how to deal with that while you're on the road.
I could definitely see that being a thing that would be needed, because I think life on the road is very tough. Like, think about just the places you would eat. Like, yeah. Eating away from your own house, you're eating unhealthy.
Yeah.
You're late nights, drinking, that sort of thing.
Well, it's so crazy to me how things are changing, because it used to be like this drug-fueled bangers with no sleep and sex and a bunch of alcohol and everything like that used to be the quote-unquote rock star lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
So tons of musicians did that type of thing, and that was promoted and so cool, and everybody looked up to that. And now...
now these bands come in and they're like, is there a vegan deli nearby?
Absolutely. They're like, is there a place that we can do hot yoga, please? Because we'd like, seriously.
We get that all the time, right? They always ask us, like, where can we get all this health food? I'm like, I don't know. I could fly you guys a pizza in here if you want, but I don't know if that's what you're after.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, the rock star lifestyle is almost frowned upon now. Now these guys are like, whoa, like, no.
Yeah, and there are so many even songs written about how difficult life on the road can be, not just health-wise, but I think it just takes a toll on you.
Absolutely, songs mentally as well.
And, like, Turn the Page from Bob Seger and Dear God from Avenged Sevenfold, Faithfully by Journey.
Yes.
They say that the road ain't no place to start a family.
Keep going, please.
Two strangers learn to fall in love again.
One more.
I don't know where it goes from there.
Oh.
It's a good song, though.
It's really good.
Steve Perry.
It was really good. My thing is, though, you'd have to go for the higher profile musicians, right? You couldn't go for the guys who are just starting out, because I don't think they'd really have the cash to do this.
No, this is definitely a luxury service for the higher end bands that are really making a go of it.
Yeah. The lesser guys, no.
A lot of the bands that we have come in here, it's like, hey, that we would really like that, but we live in a van.
Our van smells like feet.
If you're selling a product that makes our van smell less like feet, we're interested, but...
like a tree air freshener, we can afford that.
X92.9.
Now that the dust has settled on Monday's election, perhaps you've heard some people questioning the way that Calgary does elections.
By hand?
Yeah. I mean, we ran out of ballots at some stations, some polling stations. There were people stuck in line till I don't know when. The results didn't come in until, was it 1 in the morning?
Yeah, some places weren't officially reporting till 2:30 who won the election, 2:30 a.m.
And there were those three ballot boxes that were still out there when we came into work on Tuesday morning at 5.
I was trying to prepare for the news, and 6 o'clock rolls around, and still one person was missing with some ballots. I'm like, it is 6 a.m. the day after. Why?
Well, I think that person was chased by wolves with their ballot box. So we explained that one. They were
traveling in the forest.
Up in Nose Hill with a ballot box and wolves.
What's that noise? Oh, God. Like, why are we the only ones who count ballots like this by hand and not have an electronic system yet?
I didn't realize that we were. I didn't live here for the last civic election, so I didn't realize what a debacle civic elections are in Calgary. But yeah, I guess we're like one of the only municipalities around that counts ballots by hand.
And we're trying to attract tech giants right now, and we're doing this.
So just take your pencil and put an X right there, and this senior citizen is going to count the ballots by hand tonight. Hopefully we'll be done at a reasonable time.
Hopefully she's okay. I gave her some tea so she can keep going all night long.
So normally you have to fill in the thing, right? And then they put it in the machine and it's like it counts the ballots. But I couldn't even believe when I got into the little booth, that it was just a pencil and a little sheet of paper. And they're like, all right, put your X and fold it properly so that the person can see it.
Yep. Like, did they wind up getting pencil shortages as well? Like, you might as well have done it with a quill and some papyrus, okay? Just like, here's your quill, dip it in the ink. Yep. Oh, we're out of ink now.
Or
oh,
you do it with your thumb. You put your thumb in the green ink, and then you can't vote twice, right?
Let me see your thumb, sir. Let me see it.
You already voted, you dirty scoundrel.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
And that's the podcast.
That's it.
Tomorrow we have, we're planning to have comedian Brian Callen on the show. And Brian hosts a couple of hugely successful podcasts. So maybe we'll include our interview with him on one of our upcoming podcasts. It's kind of like he hosts a really big podcast. We host a less successful podcast. Maybe a bit of that will brush off on us.
that should be fun. That should be fun.
Bye for now.
Bye.
You've been listening to the BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS and 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.